Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your last bastion of free speech on the internet. Larry, Mo, Curly, good for you guys to be back. hopefully you've been here before. If not, please take a minute just to like the video, share the video if you can. Also subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed. And then as well, please comment below. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Let us know what you think about everything. Excuse me.
And he's dead.
Dying over here.
Wow, I'm dying. Out of nowhere. Also, please, if you like any of this stuff, go to freedomwire.com.
Yep, do it.
Buy some merch. All please, right. We need it.
These are fabulous coffee mugs.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Nothing really new, like anything groundbreaking going on. As far as politics isn't, it's same old, but
every day it always is.
There's a new bombshell. Today, William Barr, the Attorney General, had the audacity to call foreign leaders to seek information on possible election interference and how the origins of the Russia investigation began. That was the big headline today in the New York Times. Did you guys read that article?
No, but isn't that his job?
Apparently nobody's allowed to call any foreign governments anymore.
That's the title of my article I wrote. Bill Barr is criticized for doing his job. This is where we come to. And because the New York Times, meaning what they do, they spin it and they make it sound like he's doing Trump's dirty work. He's doing this to get political dirt, you know, settle political scores. I go, even if he is, it doesn't matter. He has every right to look into this. Like, it doesn't matter.
Motivation is not, doesn't matter.
He's well within the law to do that, and he's in his purview. So he calls up the Australian. And actually, the Australians released they came across a letter that they had written. The Australian ambassador wrote to Bill Barr back in May, saying that basically we are here to help you. Like, they just sent it to him after they hear Trump, because Trump said, like, I'm going to let Barr investigate whatever he wants, call out foreign countries, whatever it is, to get to the bottom of the origin of the Russia investigation, which the FISA warrant and all that, how that was obtained, and looked pretty much like they were spied on. I mean, which is what they're all freaking out about. So anyway, and they made it sound like Barr was out there, you know, like his henchman. He's like the mafia boss, you know. He's like the Robert Duvall character in Godfather.
Wow, is he so much more that, or is he more Luca Brasi?
Or Luca Brasi? Yeah, yeah. They can't make up their minds.
He's kind of like the way they're making him sound more like Luca.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's the story today, and you know, I have a thing for Bill Barr. I think he's awesome. He's like,
You know what?
He doesn't back down. He does his job, like, no matter what.
Well, you know who else? I like Mike Pompeo as well.
I do too, yeah.
I think he's great at his job. The fact that North Korean government asked him not to be involved in anything anymore lets you know he's
the bad cop. He's the bad cop. Trump's good cop, apparently. That's what they're trying right now.
Did you guys see that headline where basically he got a subpoena from the House Committee on the impeachment proceedings, and he says, basically, in other words, he's basically told them to take that subpoena and put it where the sun doesn't shine, because he's not giving in, and he's called them bullies. They're bullying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what their policy has been for all these hearings. Is if you don't like what someone or what some report said, just drag them in front of hearings for a couple weeks, and then they'll say the same thing over and over again.
Well, the best news, and they're so stupid, they don't even realize they're walking into it, is they subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani's documents. That's what he wants. He's been waving them on TV and everything. This is perfect. He should love this. Like, finally, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Biden's role in this. Well, there's two things. So one, Giuliani, I heard him in an interview over the weekend. He was talking about how he was actually investigating how the origins of in Ukraine of the Russia thing, and it came across the Biden's thing. So that now it's starting to be, and the Ukraine contacted him. So remember on a previous podcast, I was like, why is Giuliani there? Like, that was why. Like, he was actually, so he was within his right as an attorney to the president to do that, and then he just somehow, Biden, this kind of came up, so he's like, well, I'm already here, basically. That's the way Giuliani tells it. I've also read reports where he was contacted by the Ukrainians personally. So, you know what all these countries have in common? Australia, Ukraine, I think Great Britain, all these countries that They all willingly are working with the United States. Yeah. None of them are pressured. This is the biggest BS story of all time. None of them are pressured. That Australian ambassador I just told you, he reached out on his own after he heard Trump on TV. He's like, okay, well, help, you know, like to Bill Barr. And then we don't even know if Bill Barr, he claims he's never even contacted the Ukraine. That was just a Trump thing. He was like, oh, I'll have, you know, in contact.
That's yeah, well, he said, well, yeah. We, probably like one of those things like, oh, when we get around to it, we'll have our guy call you or whatever. So
which, by the way, this is another reason you need to read the transcript. Because if you read the transcript, I don't even think if you, the way I've read it several times now. The way I read it, Trump wasn't even talking about, I'll have Barr contact you to talk about Biden. I'll have Barr. The favor that he was talking about was the server with the Hillary.
The server.
That's what he was having Bill Barr. He's like, I'll have Bill Barr contact you to talk about this.
Right.
And like, so even though he never did, that was still the point. That is what he's been, Trump has been very open that he wants Barr to do all this.
If you look what the media is doing, if you look at the actual transcript, they skip from, can you do us a favor?
Right.
Look into Biden.
To down to Biden.
Well, that's why I had it on the set the other day, because I think it's so important because they're lying to you. They don't expect anybody to read it, so they think they can get away with it. And unfortunately, they probably are. It's, you know, some of the polls probably are showing more favor. You know, whatever it says. They don't expect the American people to read that, so they're spinning it.
Again, I don't understand. Why is it okay for Biden to do this very thing and brag about it? Why is it okay? Why didn't they make a stink of this when Biden did this?
Mm-hmm. Well, again,
there wasn't this rampant impeachment fever going around everywhere where everyone was looking at anything a politician did as a reason to impeach them. Mm-hmm. Now we have that, and it's kind of coming back to bite them a little bit. It's
the Praetorian Guard media, they're although I shouldn't say that because they really, if Trump got involved, otherwise, I mean, I think they're so far, they don't even probably like Biden, these people in the press, but Trump got involved, you know, he's involved now, he takes precedence, so they got to destroy Trump, but.
Well, and then, and here was, I think the big news, and it was kind of news the other day, and the biggest news to me was what Trump tweeted the other day about Civil War.
He retweeted.
Right. Yeah. Well, he really didn't even retweet.
It was a quote.
He tweeted a quote
from Pastor Jeffries.
Right. Mm-hmm. About how there would be and they didn't say a civil war. First of all, they said a civil war-like divide.
Right. That's right. I didn't have a problem with that. Well, right. At first, I saw the headline. I was like, "Oh, that doesn't sound good." And then I read it, like, he was just referring to how it will further divide the country.
As divided as the Civil War, not that we will actively be involved in warfare with each other.
Right.
And again, that's why it's important to read for yourself.
Exactly. That's the best advice I could give. Yeah, right. Why do you think that's the biggest story?
Well, because the implication, one of the implications is Trump is basically, I read something today that Trump is basically thinking that the more fundamentalist Christians want him out and want Pence in.
Where is he getting that from?
I have no idea.
Trump, where's you read that
story? Yeah, I read that story. If I can find it, I'll send you that.
I'd like to read that.
I'll send you that story, but I was like, well, that's really interesting.
He's got a huge...
I know way more fundamentalist Christians who like Trump than like Pence.
Right.
Yeah, because like 88% of them voted for Trump, evangelicals.
And it probably had nothing to do with Pence to begin with. Like, yeah, they like him, but he was a good safeguard in case something happened to Trump for a little bit. But no, nobody was expecting Pence to ever be president.
Yeah,
that wasn't something that didn't get factored in.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think Pence had. Trump could have had Howdy Doody with him as his running mate and probably still would have won.
I mean, I don't know, because I see some posts online and comment sections and from Christians, and they get a little, no offense, it gets a little weird for me sometimes, though. They're like, Trump is like this chosen guy sent from the heavens and stuff like that. Well,
the thing is,
I mean, I guess you can't know God's will, but my God.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Don't know if he is.
But I was just like, I don't know about that.
Because when you truly think about it, Trump is our last stand almost.
Yeah,
as far as conservative ideals and more often than not, conservative ideals align with the Judeo-Christian ideals.
Well, that might be true, but I'm just like, I'm not a hero worshiper, never have been. It doesn't matter who it is, and I kind of get frustrated with some of that. Again, don't get me wrong, I voted for Trump. I write a lot of articles supporting him, but he's a human being. It wouldn't matter who it is to say he's like.
Yeah, but you know, what's funny is every hero was a human being.
Trump is not a hero. I'm sorry, he's not a hero. That's
well, no. Yeah. That's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
Your opinion is he's not a hero, but
he's not. He's doing a good job as president, but I hate right. this. I hate this worship of the presidency.
Politicians
in general.
Don't need to be heroes.
They shouldn't
be.
Heroes.
They need to be politicians.
They need to be politicians.
But that I see some of this stuff, and it just kind of creeps.
But
me out.
What he is he's become a symbol, and it wasn't the right didn't make him a symbol. The left made him a symbol of conservatism. The left made him a symbol of the right. So now an attack on Trump is an attack on conservative values.
Which is, that. I mean, yeah, that's unfortunate, but I know you're right.
Yeah.
You saw when he was running for the presidency and then right after he got elected, there were a lot more vocal anti-Trump Republicans. You don't hear much from them
anymore.
He's not a
philosophical conservative. He's governed that way, and I appreciate that. That's my favorite part of his presidency. He's done a lot of great, especially when it comes to regulation policy and tax policy and sending stuff back to Congress that should never have been decided by the executive branch. Like that. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's done that as president, but he's not a philosophical conservative like a Ted Cruz would have been or somebody. And I don't know. I just don't like that kind of like bowing to a leader type thing.
Well, you shouldn't bow to anybody.
But I feel that's what's happening.
In my book, I bow to no man but Jesus, personal.
That's a core American idea. Yeah.
I get frustrated because we have to pretend that Donald Trump is this great guy, man of character, when he's not.
But character.
I not distinguish between policy and character? On policy, I agree with him a lot.
But even on character, like he's not like. Think about the character of this man. Yes. He may have had some infidelity in his marriages, but the guy doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs.
He's a good parent.
Rarely. I mean, you know, he rarely swears. Like,
oh, he swears. That's not true. That's not true at all. And he doesn't
swear on camera very often.
I mean, let's just be honest. He's loose with the facts sometimes. He is. He's very loose with. I know we try to look the other way on some of this stuff, but he's not. And again, I think most.
Is he loose with the facts, or does he just run with what he's told?
No, he just runs with what he wants. He's like, again, I think it's humorous sometimes. Like, yeah, somebody told me, everybody knows it. Like, you know,
yeah,
stuff.
A lot of that is hyperbole.
Yeah,
him citing his sources is, I know it, you know it, we all know it.
Yeah, I mean, he changes his story a lot. And like I said, I don't want you guys to think I don't support, but I'm just like,
and we've talked about.
There's things about him that frustrate me. And that's
we've talked about that. What Trump does is Trump plays to his audience. He doesn't play to the audience at home.
No, that's true.
He plays to the audience that's in his in his vicinity. Mm-hmm. So what he says is more like what he says to me is way less important than what he does.
At the end of the day, sure. I know. I'm just saying, but if you're looking at it, I just gotta be honest. Like, he's not this pure guy.
Nobody is.
Nobody is.
Nobody is.
I know.
And like, he's definitely not a Pence. You know, he's not
Yeah, Trump is fine eating dinner with other women.
Yeah, he's not, you know, purity.
Pence is kind of altar boy
and
type.
Right. And at the end of the day, we Americans elect a president, and I hope they elect a president, not based on if they're a moral leader. But I'm just saying, when some of the comments I've been reading, I'm just talking about those comments that I've read.
But morals should play a code.
Because you got to remember, I did vote for him, so it's like obviously it wasn't an overriding.
Morals
factor,
need to play a role in our politics, and I think when it comes to morals, while there are some things that Trump is loose on. It's like, and I'm just talking as a businessman coming into the White House. The fact remains that he seems to be a stickler for sticking, or you know, he uses the entire breadth of the law, if that makes sense. Like, he doesn't take the narrow road. He takes... He'll go into the shoulder on some of the stuff that he's done over the years. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, I don't see him as a lawbreaker.
He's definitely not a lawbreaker. No, I agree. And like I said, on constitutional grounds, I think he's, for the most part, he's done really good.
But, like, have you ever, ever dreamed that did you think that when he came in that he would get the kind of scrutiny and resentment that he's gotten?
Think
about the past presidents. Like, everyone's like one of the left's favorite things to do is he's had so many of these indictments, his administration has had like so blah 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 indictments. Obama didn't have one. That's because nobody was investigating Obama from day one.
You want to talk about something, and again, the word impeachable gets thrown out way too much no matter who the president is, but if you want to talk about something that was a complete abuse of power, the IRS targeting scandal was huge, because Barack Obama used, his administration used the lever of the IRS, which is an incredibly powerful, you know, agency, to target people, political opponents that were just everyday Americans. You know, they're mostly part of the Tea Party at the time. You want to talk about huge abuse of power? Where was the media on that story?
And yet the media will try to tell you that Obama's biggest scandal was wearing a tan suit to a press conference.
Shut up. No, Fast and Furious?
Benghazi? Where was the media? Where was he in Benghazi that night? We still don't know. Yeah. We still don't know. That's a joke. It's a complete farce to say that he had no scandals at all. He come from a... You know, Southside Chicago politics, that's all they do is scandals. So it's like to say that he's never been involved in scandals is ridiculous.
And it's the amount of scrutiny that anybody would look dirty under the microscope that Trump has been put under. If you put Obama under that microscope, if you put Clinton under that microscope, if you put Reagan under that microscope, all these people would have looked as dirty as they're trying to make Trump out to be. The difference is, every time they try to make Trump out to be this dirty, corrupt person, it always comes back to bite them in the butt, because he does, like, as much as we can't fathom it, he's kind of done it by the book. Like, as far as his doing what he does as far as being the president of the United States. He's done it more or less by the book. Yeah. I mean, am I wrong on this?
Well, I guess you're going to have to explain a little bit more specific. What do you mean by the book?
He hasn't done anything that you could consider impeachable.
Oh, okay. I think there have been plenty of times where he's found loopholes in things, but that's not illegal. That's just kind of... smart. Like, yeah, plug the loophole if you don't want them doing that, but
right.
As long as it's there, why not?
Yeah. You know? Well, I know we're running a little bit short on time today. We're doing a little bit quicker podcast, but I wanted to say something that's been on my mind. I wrote about it too the other day. Is the more and more I look at this, so when I came into it at first, you know, I wanted to see more evidence, and I think we all did. And I still think if there was to find a quid pro quo, it would change the whole thing, but there's no evidence of that he...
Actually,
that's not true, because that was congressionally approved. I think that is an issue if that happened, because that was congressionally approved funding. That's why I said it. So if he did use that as leverage, that's not good. That's not good. But there's no evidence of that, so I don't even think that's a hypothetical right now. And the other thing is that the more and more I read about it, the more and more it's really a non-story, because he's doing his job as the president to came across.
It's a bigger nothing burger than Russia.
It really is. At the end of the day,
it's a bigger nothing burger.
Because at least with Russia, there was sort of some, like, you could see, but there's nothing here. Like, I mean,
nothing.
I mean, because, and again, he didn't do anything in Russia.
Just one phone call.
But yeah, but basically,
based this entire thing on,
right. And it was overall discussion of corruption. He didn't go out of his bounds and say, like, let me know dirt. Basically, find dirt on Biden. It was like, let me. There's been these allegations. We want you to look into these specific things with his son. If you read the damn transcript, you'd see these things, people. And like, that was it. It was three sentences, I think, in the whole thing. And the more and more I go, this is a non-story. He did the right thing. There's no quid pro quo. What the hell are we doing?
Adam Schiff has even admitted there's no quid pro quo.
So here we go. That's where you put Schiff, because that's what I wrote the article about. This is a setup. I think this is a setup to the core, and I don't
jump... A setup of what? To make them look like idiots?
Yeah, well, Well, they don't realize they look like
idiots. They got caught up looking like idiots. They don't look like to get Trump out of office.
But I read you that, if you read my article, and I showed you that tweet that he wrote, he tweeted on August 28th. It said basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically everything the whistleblower said, he said in that tweet. Supposedly, he didn't find out until September 9th what, from the IG, from the, the intelligence community, basically said that, hey, there's this whistleblower here, check this out. And then it all took off. You're going to tell me that he must be a really smart guy, or some, like, he can see into the future or something. Like, how does he know that?
Remember I said a lot of people in Washington deserve gut shots? He deserves a couple.
Shifty shift.
Yeah.
And I'm not done, because if you think about it, look, it's Nancy Pelosi, all of a sudden, for the last 2 years, she's been, you know, she's been, had cold feet on impeachment. She's looking at the political landscape. All of a sudden, within a matter of days, she's like, okay, I'm for impeachment now. Here we go. We're going to open all this up. It was like, it was too convenient.
By the way,
honestly,
to tell you the truth, I almost feel sorry for Pelosi in this. I think she's collateral damage, that she's like, she's gotten so much pressure from internal Dems, or from House Dems and everybody. Like, I think she's like, well, I in order for me to keep, you know, my position, I need to...
They're going
to
hate her one way or the other.
It was like she was waiting for this opportunity, with something that she thought was so, like, obvious. I don't feel bad. I know what you're saying, though, but she's... But, like
I don't think she really wanted to go for impeachment.
Probably not.
I think this was just...
She didn't even read the transcript. Remember that? She had no idea what she was talking about.
It kind of seems like Pelosi's been up against the ropes ever since AOC got into office.
Yeah, this is...
She's been getting hit left and right from increasingly left... fringe movements within her own party.
Right.
And then now she was like, okay, maybe if I do this impeachment, it will get me back in the good, get me back in the good graces of my party.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the day later, Trump releases the transcripts and it kind of comes out. There's not much there, but she kind of put all her money on that one horse.
It's been almost 10 years since she's been speaker, which is, I gotta imagine, it's pretty unique in American history to have somebody go that long between speakerships. And it was a whole different dynamic last time. She was up, you know, you're going to do what she says, so you're going to get in line. She doesn't seem to be able to have that control over her caucus anymore.
There's a lot more crazy people.
Yeah, that's what it is. She is letting the inmates run the asylum.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. I almost feel sorry for her. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is what happens when you elect radicals into your government. And that's what has happened.
I mean, that's what happens. Like, why you see Biden now is being called by some... He's a centrist.
Yeah, and that's a bad word.
Biden has never been a centrist.
Like, it's a bad word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's also never been a centrist before. You remember back in the days when the Obama administration seemed like it was really far left? So now that's nothing.
Yeah,
that's because they were, but they're not anymore.
They got left in the dust by.
Yeah, we need some
people.
Yeah.
Oh, we will have some big news. That is something we need. We'll need to talk next time, because we're gonna have to enter
the dragon.
we're gonna have to wrap this up. But next time, we're gonna be talking about, there are rumors circulating about somebody else entering the race.
Wow. Actually, I don't know. To be continued.
Perfect way to end it, right?
I'll leave you guys on the cliffhanger. All right. But hopefully, I'm sure by the next time we do this, that news will come out.
Re-enter the race?
Not re-enter this race, just enter the race.
All right, enter the dragon. That is the presidential election.
Yes. Well, for the Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, please like the video, share it if you can, comment if you will. And please subscribe to the channel. Also, hit the notifications button. That way you'll know whenever we have a new episode up. And again, if you like the hats, the $9.99
Freedom Mugs. The Herman Cain special for all those that remember.
Please go to freedomwire.com. Go to the shop tab.
Store tab.
At the top of the page. Okay, and we'll send one over to you in the mail.
All right.
Until then, stay free, America.